Philosophy for Life and Other Dangerous Situations. Ancient Philosophy for Modern Problems. Written by Jules Evans and read by John Vose. Aaron Beck calls this technique of examining your unconscious beliefs the Socratic method because it was directly inspired by Socrates, the greatest figure in ancient Greek and Roman philosophy, and the headmaster of our school. There were people who called themselves philosophers for at least a century before Socrates, such as Thales, Pythagoras, and Heraclitus. But they either focused on the material nature of the universe, or they developed quite elitist and anti-democratic philosophies of life. Socrates, who lived from 469 to 399 BC, was the first philosopher to insist that philosophy should speak to the everyday concerns of ordinary people. He himself was of humble origins. He was the child of a stonemason and a midwife, unblessed with wealth, political connections, or good looks. Yet he utterly bewitched his society in an age which did not lack brilliant personalities. He never wrote any books. He didn't have a philosophy in the sense of a coherent body of ideas which he passed on to his followers. Like Jesus, we only know of him through the accounts of others, particularly his disciples Plato and Xenophon. When the Delphic Oracle pronounced him the wisest person in Greece, he suggested that it was only because he realized how little he knew. But he was also aware of how little everyone else knew too. And what he tried to impart to his fellow Athenians, what he saw as his divine mission to teach, was a habit of questioning oneself. He said he considered it a good of the highest order to examine myself and others and spend each day in discussion about the good. Most people, he suggested, sleepwalk through life, never asking themselves what they're doing or why they're doing it. They absorb the values and beliefs of their parents or their culture and accept them unquestioningly. But if they happen to absorb wrong beliefs, it will make them sick. Socrates insisted there's a strong connection between your philosophy, how you interpret the world, what you think is important in life, and your mental and physical health. Different beliefs lead to different emotional states, and different political ideologies also manifest in different forms of emotional sickness. For example, I placed too much value on the approval of other people, which Plato suggests is the classic sickness of liberal democracy, and this philosophy made me socially anxious. Through CBT and through ancient philosophy, I brought my unconscious values into consciousness, examined them, and decided they didn't make sense. I changed my beliefs, and this changed my emotional and physical health. My values were to some extent unconsciously picked up from my society, but I couldn't blame them on other people or on my culture because I made a daily choice to accept them.